Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
We have such an action-packed show that we started off with Kill Say Mars, Bad in the Street, from the album Black House Sound. I think it was BHS Presents Sheriff Kilroy. Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 35. And that, I've got so many phone callers on the line. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. The first disclaimer is, of course, hey, we give info on this show. So have your pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all information you may hear. Number two, for those listening online, we appreciate you, but definitely, if you have any problems with what's being said here, feel free to call that 646-478-0944. You can blame Boogie Me with whatever your thoughts are. Just know I may not listen that long because we may have a lot of phone callers on the phone line. And number three, hey, the most important people who come on this program are our guests, our phone callers. You all are important. We know some of you all may not be able to say anything. You may be working or watching TV or at a function. So this is what we'll do for you. We're still going to give you a chance to talk, but don't get alarmed if I come to your phone line. You can't talk, just stay silent, especially if you didn't press the one key to speak or what have you. I will respect it. You'll go back on hold, but if you change your mind later on, you could always press the one key or just hang up and call back, and I'll take that as a cue that you want to come through and speak. For those of you who are listening, you can check out the Art McCoy University of Common Sense Radio, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. I also, since I see people on the phone lines, this is what I'll do. I'll give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, and then I'm going to the phone line since I see about four people on those phone lines. So anyway, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. What's catching everybody's attention in the past week? They might be talking about things that are upcoming. As a matter of fact, number 10 spot debuting DJ Cowboy and Cowgirls, The Rib Burn Off, which will happen this coming Sunday at 15415 Kipling Avenue at the Dialogue Center with a 44110. Now also, here's something that's going to happen on top of that. From 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, September the 4th, You're invited to a community gathering to meet Lee Weingard, Republican candidate for county executive, and hear from our judge and judicial candidates. You will have a chance to hear his plans for the county and how they will directly affect your lives. You will also get a chance to meet and talk with some of the judge, judicial candidates for the county and district courts. And that's Sunday, September 4th, 3 to 6 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Come out for an afternoon of good music, food, and beverages. Bring your friends, neighbors, and families to this outdoor event. Ooh-wee. There's a lot going up there. All number 10. Number 9, debuting. All Labor Day activities, that counts for everything. Your parades, you name it, it just counts for it all. Number 8, debuting Facebook. It says protest at the Huntington Convention Center. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, debuting BWE Facebook Ward 14 Community and Networking Meeting, and also Facebook The Black Talk Table, THA, The Black Talk Table. Number 6 is the 20th Gospel Concert Explosion. Moved up, Dontez Taylor, Mr. Powers, Major Taps, Food, Reverend Pinckney, and candidate Pinckney, I should say, for president. DJ Cowboy featuring Miss Pulse Points, even played a Sheriff Kilroy's song. Excellent event. Number 5, moving up, it was the Pot Throwdown last Friday, H20216. Eastside, New Life, Cleveland Underground Music, Radar, Sheriff Kilroy. Number four, Facebook, Rally for Press Freedom and Whistleblowers. Number 3, debuting, WEA Hotel Party, which was last Saturday. Number 2, moving up, Black House Sounds, Fan Appreciation Party, Saturday, Brick House Wellness, Presidential Candidate, EC, Council, Councilman, Vice President, Ernest L. Smith, Sheriff Kilroy, and Angela Y. Davis did their thing with, of course, DJ Cowboy and featuring Miss Pulse Points. Hurricane Bang dropped off new music. R&B Diva was there. LaVita Murray, Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr. Number 2 moving and up. And that's what it was, that Black House Sound Fan Appreciation. And number 1, Facebook OPN Day, East Cleveland End of Summer Block Party. Street blocked off yesterday in East Cleveland. I have about 4 people on the phone line. Let's start off with that. 216-538. How you doing?
Okay, we're doing just fine. This is Miss Paul's Point. Cowboy the Music Man is a little busy right about now, so I'm just going to take the show at for this moment very quickly.
Okay.
We're very excited. We did a glorious thing for Mr. Joseph Motley on that day. We showed up, and it was glorious. And I want to say I'm so excited about this show that's coming up Sunday, and for Cowboy doing the cook-off. I am actually going to be set up. I'm Miss Pulse for my table be set up, but I'm going to be working right next to Cowboy by his side. I'm going to be on guard on this one here. I'm coming to work on this day. So Paul's Point is going to be there in the full garb, and here is Cowboy, the backyard music man. Hold on.
What's up, my brother?
Go right ahead.
Oh, it's Cowboy, the backyard music man. Hey, yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're going to suit up, and show out. Yes. September 4th, I'll be burning 3 grills with a 10,000-watt system. I'm bringing that 10,000 out. I'm bringing the 10,000-watt system out, my brother, because we're going to rock that block. Yes. I'm bringing out the 10,000-watt system, my brother.
Wow. I thought it was banned. You mean it's not banned?
No. 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 It ain't banning nothing on mine.
Okay. Let's go then.
All right. So we know we're going to do the real burn off. Brother Art McCoy put me in the real burn off, so we're going to do the darn thing. We're going to be passing our little samples, a little flavor, you know, put a little flavor to the touch. So when you get that touch, the taste of that flavor of that sauce, the Cowboys, and, hey, it's going to make you come back for some more. Yes, we will be selling rib dinners. Beef rib dinners are $10. The pork rib dinners will be $8. And yes, we're going to rock the block and selling food, selling the dinners. And boy, we're going to sit down and have a grand old time.
All right, now. I'm holding you to that. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I don't back down on what I say I'm going to do. So when I put it out, I put it out, because when we drop it down, we drop it like it's hot. Yes. So we would like everybody to come out and support us and come and have a funky old, dandy old, Wayne Doodle dance and the whole good old time.
I hear you. I do. Yeah. I appreciate the phone call. Again, where is this going to happen?
Hey, this going to happen September 4th from 1 to 6 at 15415 Kipland. 154 Kipland, 15415 Kipland. Hey, that's right off around the corner from the Collywood High School. Dog going to come on and get your jam on and get your eat on. Well, we're going to pass it back to Ms. Paul's point.
Gotcha.
Very quickly, I'm glad to just say this. We are having vendors. Art put me in charge of vendors. If anyone would like to vend, you could vend anything other than body oil. And you send me a cash app. It is $50, and I send it right to Art, and you can vend. So it's a go. It's a guarantee. It'll be a record. As soon as I get the cash, I'll send it right to him, and you can vend anything other than body oil.
Okay.
Yeah, so come on out and do the thing. You all can just send me a text. The phone number's on pulsepoint.net, or you can just reach me at 216-315-9298. Send me a text, and I'll send a flyer out to anyone that's interested in coming to the show. But this is our biggest show, and I'm so excited.
You should be. As a matter of fact, I hear that, before I leave off, I hear that the Art McCoy University radio show is going to cover this live on the radio. Is that true?
Oh, wow. Wow. Here's Cowboy.
Oh, yes. And I understand that he said he's going to be some councilmen there, councilwomen there. And she's supposed to be bringing a hot dog for the guests, for all the guests. That's going to be free.
Nice. Okay. But I want some of that rib dinner, so I'm going to be there front and center. And don't be surprised if before that 3 o'clock hour, there may be a special song performance there. I'm not going to say much else, but I might have to pull out the guitar. But anyway, I will be talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you all this Sunday.
Most definitely. Hey, we're going to have our little aprons on, a matching aprons on, and we're going to do the darn thing.
All right. Now, make sure to bring my cowboy hat.
Oh, yes, and that guitar.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you all so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you for having us on the show, my brother. Because you know your family.
Yes.
Like I always told you, I'm going to continue telling you, you're a brother from another mother, so we are brothers.
Yes, we are. I appreciate that, and we'll talk to you.
All right.
No problem. I'm enjoying everything the way it's coming together. Let me go to that 216. All right. I see everything that's on here, but I'm going to that 216-727. 216-727. How are you doing out there?
Hi. Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Valandis Brenda A. Fulmer, and if everybody call me, my colleague, Queen B. How everybody doing out there tonight?
I'm in. I know we're doing well. I'm enjoying the rain falling down. Just thankful to be inside. Talk to me, please.
Yeah, like Kurt Franklin says, melodies from heaven rain down on me, rain down on me. They can see me here before me close. Rain down on me, rain down on me. Rain, 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 rain. I throw that in there, Al. Sorry.
I'm glad you decided to sing something to us. At last, it's been too long, but go ahead. What else is going on?
You know, ain't nothing going on. It's a privilege and it's a blessing to be alive. And God got us all here for a purpose. He woke us all up this morning to see another day and another day that he has made for each and every one of us. And, you know, I'm a little puzzle. I seen the father and son got killed over there in Bedford, I think it is. I seen on the television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been watching the news. Let's pray for that family, okay? Let's pray for that family. Let's pray for that family because we don't know. You know, you got to stay prayed up at all times because what I can say is we got to come together. We got to come together, and we're not together at all. I hate that Mr. Event Sunday. I heard the street was blocked off in Euclid for the councilman's birthday, I think it was.
Right, yes. Yeah.
And he blocked up half of Euclid, and all the children got backpacked at bouncy houses and, you know, a little bit of everything. And
yes,
that was nice of him to do on his birthday. And God bless him, too. Yeah.
Vice President Ernest Smith, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, God bless Mr. Ernest. God bless you out there. If you're out here hearing me in radio land, God bless you. And to my colleagues, Ronnie B., Dante Taylor, UL, and all y'all. God bless each and every one of y'all. God bless y'all. I'm just glad to be on a part of this with you guys, and I can't say no more than you know, we got to just help one another. Amen. We got to come together. We got to help one another. Don't get mad because so-and-so got a new car or a new house or new job position because you don't know what the struggle with that person had to go through to get that job, to get that car, to get that house. We don't know the story. Only the individual, God, him or her, know their story. What the struggle or for the blessing to come towards them to get that. Amen, amen. I myself, I'm happy for anybody to get a new job, new car, new house, and everything. Like I said, you know, we don't know the story or the struggle, what they had to go through to get there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We just got to, you know, look, just be nice to each other, okay? Just be a little nice to each other because it's like they said words don't hurt. Oh, yes, words do hurt. Words do hurt. It's worse than a hit and a punch. Sometimes a word or a sentence can throw somebody off and they can walk away and they won't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's sad. But I don't have no hate on my. I love everybody, as I say every week. I love everybody out there. You know, whatever you do, put God in front. Don't never put him behind. And no, he might not come when you want it, but he's always on time. Remember that. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Remember that. You can't hurry God. You can't hurry him. He has a timing for each and every one of us, you know.
That's true.
It's like a snap of a finger. We can't do that. We cannot do that. So I'm going to sign off. God bless you guys. Bless you, Al. Bless Ronnie B., Dante Taylor, Everybody is listening out there and radio land. May God bless you and keep you. I'm signing off. All right, I'll see you next week. God bless.
God bless. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go too. All right. Since I'm looking to see some of the people who may want to speak, let's get this 216-270. How you doing out there?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's good. That's good. Talk to me about what's happening.
I thank everybody that came out to the 20th annual Gospel Falls Out 2022 anniversary. Their memories that was rescheduled, and I'm glad that y'all came out. I just thank everybody that came out. We had a good time. We had a great time. We had great food. We had all kinds of stuff and everything else going on and everything else. We thank the Lord for just showing up and showing up and ministering to people and everything else out here. And I thank you for all your many blessings. I thank Al. I thank Art. I thank everybody. I just thank everybody. Yes. And don't forget, starting in October, we will be collecting hat, gloves, scarf, boots, toys, deodorant, and household products, and we will be giving that out. We're going to collect it from all the way until November, and we're going to get that out in January. And we're looking for new coats. We're looking for new coats out here. Whoever can donate a new coat, come on out and call 216-270-2019. And this is going to be under, this is under the XP Society of Starlight Ministries. And this is under Family to Family with Black on Black. We are working together to make it better. And we're going to have the presidential candidate is in on this too. Presidential candidate, Reverend Pamela Pinky Butts for 2024. She is on this too. So all of us are collectively working together. We're going to make this a big thing so we can give out to our family and everything
okay.
else and all that good stuff. And y'all can stay tuned for that. And don't forget, mark your calendar for the 21st annual Gospel Expo 2023 that will be at Hayes Temple on Sunday, June 25th, 2022. We'll give you more details and everything else. And who's helping me is Miss Paul's Point. Miss Paul's Point, Cowboy, and Art McCoy. And so many, many more are going to help me with this concert next year, because we're going to rock that place out. Because we're going to have two shows. We're going to have one is going to be at 4 to 3 to 6:30. And the other one going to be at 7:15 to 9. So we're going to rock that place. We're going to show y'all that we can rock Kansas like nobody can rock it with gospel music and everything
okay.
else. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for all these events that are coming up. And don't forget that coming up in October 2, we're going to have a team summit.
Okay.
And who's putting this team summit on will be our very own Family to Family with, yes, Family to Family, yes.
Okay.
With Commissary Cleveland, Dantes, and so many other people. We're gonna get the counselors involved. We're gonna try to get
okay.
the counselors involved, like Ernest, that's the vice president of East Cleveland. We're gonna try to get
okay.
him involved and show up and show out
okay.
and everything else.
Good.
Gotcha.
Yes, right. We gotta show our kids love. We gotta show our kids out here that we care about them, that we gonna show them, and everything else,
okay.
And everything goes on. And in a few weeks, we are going to the child. No, we're going to the jail, the county down there where we're on Quincy Juvenile Detention Center, and talk to some people, and we are coming with the man. We're coming with the man that they need to clean up at this thing. We need to clean it up and get some diversion program put
okay.
into our juvenile detention center. And this is gonna be hell with family to family. So God bless, and we hope to see y'all soon and everything. Oh yeah, coming up Sunday is St. Chapman's Day, and that will be at Sanctuary Baptist Church at 4004 Harvard. Yes, and dinner will be served, free dinner too. And dinner starts at 2, and program starts at promptly at 4. We have all kinds of singers that are going to be out there and everything else. And for more information, you can call your very own Loa Swanson at 216-323-3237 to know more about that program. And she has all the way from out of town. She has the Bill Boys coming in. Yes, we have the Bill Boys from out of town. They will be in the city on September 4th. And they're going to rock the house. They're going to rock the house over there. Yes, they're going to rock the house over there.
All right, then. Sanctuary
Baptist Church. And that's where I will be. That's where I will be representing Black on Black. That's where I will be. Representing family to family and the black man's army. That's where I will be representing.
Thank you.
They got a event over there on Tiffany, but they representing over there, and I'm representing over here for us. Because we can't be in everywhere. And I thank
That's
y'all.
True.
So come on out to St. Chapman's Day. This is to honor St. Chapman that died. And we're going to have a great time. And them Bill Boys will be here from Mississippi. They will be here from Mississippi. They will be all the way from Mississippi. We got Cleveland groups, too. We have the Fessman Singers going to be on that show. We have the Mandolians that are going to be on that show. We have the Christian Brothers that are going to be on that show. And so many, many more. So come on out and join us if y'all don't have time. Come over and stop over here, and then stop over on Kip. Go stop back over there on Kipling, too, so we can have a great time and a great atmosphere. God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much. Well, I have more phone callers to go through, so let's go to that 440 area code, that 440 area code. I'll tell you what, I'm looking to see who's been on here a little bit longer, so I will go to that 216-424. 216-424.
Black House Sounds, how we doing tonight?
We're doing well. Man, your event was ranked kind of high this week with the fan appreciation moved up.
I have great news. I have Miss Levita on the phone right now on the three-way thing, so we can tell everybody thank you for coming out to the event. And
yeah.
We really appreciated that. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to thank all the Radio Land, Al Porter.
Al Porter Jr., the sheriff.
Yeah.
And y'all need to cop all them CDs from volume one to all the way to now. Like, you need to just be copying because you might get some knowledge. Yeah. Thank you. Go ahead,
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And because of
this,
I have an event next month. Hey.
Hold on. Hopefully we're going to have an event next
month.
That's why we on the phone right now to say thank you to the people that arrived and was there. But it was It was strong.
Yeah,
I love the fact how people came and spoke about wards and how other people spoke about the Lord and how everybody else just enjoyed the festivity part of what he was doing. So it was really it was awesome to me. You know, them little 4 hours was really great. Mr. Ernest Smith came through, the councilman from East Cleveland. And then his event was on that next day, and I saw it was spectacular. So, just doing love to that as well.
Pastor Napoleon from Antioch opened up to pray there. His event was that same day at 3:00.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that went pretty well. That went awesome as well.
Excellent. So, I'm glad.
Man, your radio station working. A lot of people, we listen in, we go out here, and we try to do something and add on to our community. So there's 3 people, if y'all was listening, that did something this weekend to give back to the community
out of
our pocket.
Yes, sir.
Not to try to claim it was our pockets, because God don't like that. But at the end of the day, it's the truth. And we did it all from our heart, and we put smiles on people's faces and smiles on our own faces, and things turned out in ways that we thought wasn't even imaginable. So other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. If you came to the event that day, thank you. For the events in the future, if you would like to come and be involved, we can talk later in the future. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. LaVita Murphy played a nice part in that.
Yes, she did.
Shirts was selling. Just things was going well. That's all I got to say. And we out.
I want to thank everyone for listening on YouTube to some of our great music, Al Porter music, my music, Black House Sound music. I want to thank everyone for 1K listeners. Yes. Thank you. 1K too.
God is good. Only God can do it. My people, have a great, great night. Once again, this is the best station on a Monday night. Check them out. Keep checking them out. Y'all need to cop them albums, though. You know what I mean? Y'all need to cop them albums. And Al Porter have a lot. Check them out. We out.
We out. I appreciate you all so much. As a matter of fact, what being humble, they didn't even say. At the end of their event, because of what Man in the Street, HJS Music, we brought in so much to drink. There was so much beverage left over. Black House Sound decided, and I appreciate them for that, to make sure that Councilman Ernest Smith took a lot of the leftover beverages to give out to the community the following day. So it was just a blessing all the way through. And for those people who don't know the phone number, those T-shirts, the hot T-shirts that are for sale, the Black House Sound official T-shirt, hey, it even has the phone number you should call to order, which is 216-424-0871. Now, on my list of next, I know I would be very, very smart to do this. I have seen a lot of the phone callers who have called through. A lot of them came through, got through, all that good stuff.
Let me go to the 216-412, the 216-412. How are you doing out there?
How you doing? Doing great, man. Just doing fine, man. Actually, this is a major move, man. It's in taps online right now. It's the major taps. Proud of you. Had an awesome, decent weekend this week. I'm glad to hear about all the other awesome events that happened. Shout out to Black House Sounds. You know, they always have a decent event. Shout out to Mr. Mosley. One thing I gotta say, one of his members, Mr. Powers, awesome brother. I'm praying for him right now because he had a he was addressing at a recent event that Dante Taylor gave Sunday.
Right, right.
Me and him together, and he was at an event together where we performed, and you know, basically had like a nice spiritual moment that Dante had brought. When everybody come out. Just, you know, just celebrate praising the creator, you know. He explained where he had to go through he's dealing with a surgery that he had to go through today. So I pray for him.
Right, right, right.
He puts through with that. I don't know the details about that, though. You know what I'm saying? Definitely find anybody else know. Give me contact at 216-412-0922 about that. Blackout Songs, they definitely making real Cleveland music, you know, but I definitely admire, you know, so, and a lot of other Cleveland talent that's doing things, you know, you got Swab, you got Mr. Sheriff out here, yeah, with the mix, with all them albums, but whoever listens, get the Sheriff's albums, man. I don't like people, don't sleep on good music that you can actually listen to and relate to. No, it's a lot of stuff. I'm looking at it right now, like, because you want to listen to music that really deals with your life from perspective, that helps you lead to a victory, not so to lead you into a jail cell or in your coffin. For example, Aaron, like, I'm going to say this, I'm not mad at her. People probably wouldn't call, oh, she's a sample or nothing. No, I feel like this lady, she actually wants justice, and it's a good thing that she actually has the law on her side, and she's using that, you know what I'm saying, for her willpower. As long as I don't find any, unsuited nonsense about her, I'm about to give you her name right now. And this is, when it comes to the big so-called celebrities and hip-hop, the ones you see on the TV on a regular basis and stuff, is related to them, that went around here, gangbanging and shooting up stuff. Alleged gang members indicted after crimes against Atlanta celebrities, and it's the DA lady. Her name is Fannie Willis. I salute this woman. Some people might she just trying to, people who's fans of these so called new age rappers. These so called rappers that's, you know what I'm saying, talking about the, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, he's locking down and stuff. You know, all that flossing and all that saying who you then took out, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's catching to y'all. You know, like, you're not out here, you know what I'm saying, doing this for a cause, for a good cause. What makes you guys so powerful, you know, at the same time? So don't get it twisted. I look at the police as a gang itself. So, I mean, I look at where you got a good side, plus you got a bad side. I feel like this woman, she's using the good side, of course, to take down, you know what I'm saying, these so-called studio gangsters slash just want to corrupt our culture, rappers and stuff, you know what I'm saying, down. So I'm not mad at her, though. Other than that, though, like I said, you had a good weekend, you know. It was very nice.
Excellent.
As far as with the event that I'm giving, we're still doing the food drive of September 10th at Caruso Park. Mr. Sheriff, you definitely want Mr. Sheriff to come out there and perform and do his thing. Brother DJ Cowboy on the ones and twos. Sister Monica, you know, gonna have them awesome smell good perfumes out there. We are doing cash vouchers. Just the thing though, you get the ones that bring out canned goods and school supplies for the children. We'll receive a cash voucher plus a free plate. The ones that just come out this show support though, I'm gonna say there will be a $5 fee for a plate. You know, your free performance. Just come out and bring something, and you know, so you welcome to a free plate. If not, just come out support. You understand? You know, do a $5 support donate. You know, because it's going toward good causes and things. You know what I'm saying? That I have planned for the future. Propriety and Peace itself has planned for the future. You know what I'm saying? Just to make people shine, you know. New up-and-coming projects from Prodigy up on the way. And another thing, too, as far as with the whole Almighty FX release, I have to give you a notice about it will officially be an EP. It will not be an album. The Almighty FX.
Okay.
The Almighty FX, the FX Effect will be the EP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's be coming out, you know what I'm saying, very soon. So I'm looking forward for that, you know. Label it as well. So that's anticipated. And also, there's more future music from Major Taps. You know, I'm keeping you guys reminded about that. You know, the next album up is I Am Mr. Taps. So get prepared for that.
Okay.
You got the Rise of the Taps. Now it's here. You know what I'm saying? Major Taps is here. It's I Am Mr. Taps. This album's gonna give you more detail, more tapping, more rhythms, you know, I'm touching on different aspects. So be prepared for that, you guys. So I'm gonna let everyone go. Everyone have an awesome night, have a blessed night, and I will talk to y'all later.
All right, thank you very much. The only tap dancing hoofing MC album in the world. Look up Major Taps. I'm going to go to that 440 area code with the 454. I went to that number earlier, and we might have lost them or what have you. They called back, and then I'm going to go to a familiar number. I see a 216 with an 820. Had a lot of prayer on that one as well. But we will go to that 440 number with a 454. Who am I talking to? Hello? You're on live.
Hello?
Okay, hello? There we go. I hear somebody. Who are we talking to?
Yes, my name is Sandra Blue, Minister Blue, and this is my first time being on, and I just wanted to make the city aware, or the people that's listening tonight, I am filming a documentary here about the city of Cleveland, so I need your support in every which way. I want to be a voice to a lot of people that have lost their children or children, grandchildren, to gun violence or any type of violence. I did lose my nephew here in 2020. He was killed here. We never got justice. So the name of the film is Cleveland Tales. We're still trying to raise money. Actually, we're out here filming now, and it's going to be very powerful, enlightening, and about our community, about our city, and a lot of things that's going on. We're not only going to paint the bad stuff, but some of the good stuff that goes on here. And so I just wanted to make you guys aware I'm a black film writer, director. Like I said, I'm a minister, too, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the name of it is Cleveland Tales. And if you want to donate, I do have a GoFundMe up. You can just type in Cleveland Tales, and anything that you donate will be very well appreciated. It is not for me, but it's for my city. I'm a native here. I've been born and raised here, and I want to see effective change. And I think through this film and this documentary, that is will bring change, along with a lot of other people that's activists and a lot of other people that's doing other things in the community. So I just want us to come together and just get the word out there. It's called Cleveland Tales. A documentary coming soon at the top of the year. We're out here filming, grabbing stories, and we hope that it's compelling and will really touch the city of Cleveland as a whole.
I hear you. And because you asked, I know we postponed it from this week to next week, the state of crime, because is it true you're going to make a special stop by 15415 Kipling Avenue, the Dialogue Center, this coming Wednesday to do filming?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Then we look forward to that. I am going to ask, what is the name of your company?
The name of my company is called Big, but my production company is called Blue Girl Production.
Okay.
The name of my company is called Big, B-I-G, and
okay.
My production company is called Blue Girl Production.
I hear you. Before you go, how did you arrive with, I see the name, but still I'm going to ask you about the Blue Girl Production.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's my last name.
Gotcha.
I was just brainstorming, yeah, and, you know, and just decided to use my name as a production company. But Big stands for because it's God. And anything that we do, we want to do it for Christ. We want to do it for Christ. And like I said, it's not about me. I have a GoFundMe. It's about bringing change to this community and this city. And I think we're long overdue.
Okay. I appreciate that. And the last question is, if people want to hear you speak the word, where can we find you?
I'm just now getting, how can I put it, transitioning to a new church, but I can leave my number. You guys can connect with me tomorrow. I do go out and speak if, you know, you so desire to have me at your church or whatever.
Okay.
I can be able to give you my name and my number and my information tomorrow.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I just want to connect to as many people as I can in the city. City officials, been a little hard getting a hold to them, but thank God for Art McCoy and Al Porter. Thank God for them for, you know, just giving me, you know, a platform and able to come in and able to connect with them, you know, for a lot of the same causes. But this film is dear to my heart. You know, the Lord gave it to me, and
mm-hmm.
I just want to execute it. I want to execute it as excellent. Again, of course, everything you do, it costs, you know. But by any means necessary, it's going to happen. Like I said, I do have a GoFundMe up. You can go donate. Whatever you give, it's like I said, will certainly be appreciated. It's not for me, but I want to be a voice for a lot of the women or people that have lost their lives in this city, including mine. Like I said, I've lost my nephew, and so not only the bad, but it's some good things about the city also.
Thank you so much for the phone call. You're inspiring. We look forward to continue to connect with you. Look forward to seeing
yes.
you this coming Wednesday.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. And keep doing what you're doing. This is a great platform. God bless you.
God bless you. It is greatly appreciated. You know something? Before I even give the announcement of one of the things that's upcoming, let's go to this phone number of 216-820. I know he's going to say something powerful because it's Mr. Powers. How you doing out there, brother?
Yes, I am Mr. Powers, and I am doing fine. Well, for starters, I just want to let everyone know, all the listeners and those who have mentioned it, like Major Taps did, my surgery was a success today. You know, I am not in a lot of pain, but I am going to have to take time away from the entertainment world for recovery, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? So to all the fans and all the listeners that are listening, you know what I'm saying, I just want to let you know that Mr. Powers will return soon, you know what I'm saying, more stronger, more powerful, more flamboyant, and I will be able to perform at the stage that I will be. Also, I would also like to thank everyone for coming out this past Saturday at the Fix Me Town Cafe for that event. You know what I mean? It was a blessing. It really touched me, and it touched as well as my partner, Legacy, and as well as every other Black House Sound member and as well as affiliates. You know what I'm saying? I hope you all had a very, very nice time. For those of you who couldn't make it, you missed one hell of a great time with us. You know what I'm saying? With the food, with the food and everything else like that, as well as merchandise that was also on hand there. I also would like to thank Mr. Dontez Taylor for allowing me to perform at his Gospel Fest yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And I also would like to thank the pastor that was there, and I also would like to thank Reverend Pickney for singing that song that she specially made for me. I love you for that, true to my heart. And I also want to say thank you all for praying over me yesterday, hoping that my surgery was a success. It really, really was, because when I woke up, the pain was there, but for some reason, I have not said the word ouch yet. So I told you, and I told everyone that when I left that surgery, I was going to walk out victorious, and that's exactly what I did. I walked out victorious. So when I obsoleted that devil Saturday and Sunday, I did it for a reason, and only thing I can say to the devil is, and still, you cannot beat me. So, with that being said, I also want to say this, you know what I'm saying, to everyone else that's listening, shots out to Major Taps, shots to all my FX, to Prior ENT, you know what I'm saying, I will be doing a song with them soon, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
And I also want to let everyone else know that, you know what I'm saying, Black House Sound will not die. Black House Sound is still on the rise, and we still on the move, and we still making real Cleveland music. So all you perpetrators and haters that's out there that's thinking that Black House Sound is going to go somewhere, I'm telling you right now, while y'all sitting up there trying to flex and stunt and act all stupid and stuff, trying to call us dinosaur rappers, well, I got news for you, okay? The real rap music is coming back, and Black House Sound is taking that back with interest. You understand? So,
yeah.
So everybody that's out there, you know what I mean? I love you all. No haterism. I want us all to be successful. And like Legacy said before, you know what I'm saying? I only show love to those who give the love back to us. So guess what? For those of you that love Black House Sound, we love you too. And for the ones that don't love us and that's putting us down, screw you. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, Black House Sound, we make real Cleveland music, and I will be back on this line to advertise whatever next event is coming in the future. One love, peace.
Peace. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know that tomorrow, 6 p.m., it's the protest at the Huntington Convention Center. They support domestic violence perpetrators like ex-Cleveland City Councilman
Bashir Jones being verbally and physically abusive to employees. That means Angela White Davis. Angela Davis is throwing that tomorrow. That's the Huntington Convention Center of Cleveland. That's where it's going to be at 300 Lakeside. Oh, man, this is good. Brother Hayes. Yep. Maddie B's Floral Arrangements. 216-334-9820. You get an infamous shout-out for calling me while I'm live on a radio program. Now, with that being said, I know I got to call in back after this program ends, and I'll gladly do that. I want to thank everybody who took the time to call in. I'm going to do something very shameless. I'm going to grab a track since I know that we're coming back. You might hear a couple of voices that have been on this radio show. As a matter of fact, Mr. Powers, he killed his bars on this song. He just killed it, named it. Took me back to WWF, WWE Attitude Era. The name of the record, We're Coming.
We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD. I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I'll lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard. You can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I stop to McGinney's house. I raise hell inside City Hall. Michael, Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. 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 In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-bar. If the PD gets immunity or boss alibi, I'ma thump a hole in them just to walk it dry. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line. We coming, 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 we coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming.
Got this rap return back, those blind to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Tim McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I act in the need and violence, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of former slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy, we come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming, 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 we coming.
What? Hey, I appreciate everybody who took the time to at least tune in this evening. I thank you so much. My thing is this, just enjoying life as best as possible. Some things I end up doing in this movement, I just don't expect to do. I hope and pray I make some wise decisions and pray for leaders because you need them to at least be blessed to make wise decisions no matter what. Thank you. Stay blessed. See you all at some of these activities. The Rock AME Zion Church will meet this coming Sunday. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Service starts at 11 a.m. Come through for that hour of power at the Dialogue Center and then stay for, of course, the Cowboy, Cowgirl, Rear Burn-Off, and a few other things just happening all at the same time. Thank you. Creator bless. Peace.